Now, time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Oh, I forgot about this. Every Tuesday at 12:40, Bald Face Truth, Bald Face Lie. All right, Hop, me and you today with BTL. We'll be back tomorrow for our special shows. We'll fill in afternoons for Evan and Tiki. We'll be on after the Yankee game and be simulcast on SNY after the Met game. So we're looking forward to that. What do you got for us today, Hop?
All right, Sal, since you're the only one here, I'm going to start with you.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Bald Face Lie, Bald Face Truth. Hmm. The Mets have a team of destiny now that Frank the Tank and Sal Licata have united to be on the same team.
Well, I mean, you know I don't believe in any of that stuff, but that is a bald-faced truth. Yes, you have seen what happened with Frank and I coming together. We hashed it out yesterday, the WFAN Daily Podcast. In case you missed it, check it out. You can see it on YouTube. Frank and I had a little talk. He got on me, called me a mush. I told him, all right, if the Mets don't make the postseason, I will not tweet about the Mets ever again. But if they do, I want an apology. He agreed to that. But I felt like there was at least a joining. We may not see eye to eye on everything. And I told him his negativity could be too much sometimes and maybe hurting the Mets. And he said, all right, whatever. And he called me a mush. And like I said, all right, I get it. I'm sensitive to the 2022 stuff. Maybe I shouldn't be tweeting like that. We kind of hashed it out, came together, and look what happened. The Mets pounded out 15 runs last night. So, yes, Hoff, that is a bold-faced truth. Frank and I burying the hatchet, at least for now, I think it's going to help the Mets here. Good karma.
I will say this much. It's a bald-faced lie, but only because they were, the way I worded it, was their team of destiny. Now, they've been a team of destiny all season long.
Because of Grimace, because of the OMGs. Right. Has nothing to do with the players, but yes.
But it's everything. This is their part of their story, and this fits in, but you're not the key part, but you are a
The rally pimp, let's not forget about that dude who started out. Yeah, all right.
0-5,
okay. He started everything, getting going the right way. Okay, what else we got?
All right, Sal, you're up next. Bald-faced truth, bald-faced lie. Malik Nabers will catch 9 or more touchdowns in his rookie season.
I'm not good with numbers. I'm going to say that's a bald-faced truth. I'd have to believe. Now, I don't believe in Daniel Jones, but I don't care if it's a backup quarterback throwing to Malik Nabers. He's got to be able to get more than 9 touchdowns, no?
So, I just a little fact-checking here.
Yeah. Who was the top rookie last year? Or
I actually don't have that.
What do you got?
Most overall, though, was Randy Moss with 17 touchdowns.
So, okay, most ever.
Now, for the Giants, it's Odell Beckham with 12.
Yeah, I think he's going to go over 9.
There's three. Darius Slayton, Sterling Shepard, and Ken McAfee are tied at third with 8. So this would be third on the list.
Wow, so it's kind of record-breaking then, right? Third on the list. I still think that. Again, maybe I'm off with that, but I still think if Nabers is going to be what everybody says he should be, the most dominant top pick, wide receiver, lights out stud, no question about it, and the Giants don't have weapons outside of him being the focal point. I know you get to spread touchdowns around and a lot of stuff. There's going to be teams focusing on him, but I mean, I'm going to go over that. I'm going to be positive with the Giants here, and whether it's DJ or somebody else eventually throwing it to Nabers, I believe Nabers is going to be that stud on the field. I'll go over.
I will say this is going to be a bald-faced truth
bold
as well.
Bald-faced truth.
There
yes.
you go. Okay. Bald-faced truth because I do think he's going to break the record. I think he's going to have at least 13 touchdowns. Well, he's going to break the Odell Beckham Jr. record because Odell did it in 11 games, by the way.
Right. Okay.
So this will be a full season with Malik. As long as he stays healthy, he can break that number. So I'm looking forward to that.
And that's interesting. What did Hakeem Nicks have the year that they won the Super Bowl? I know he was a beast in the postseason, but
his rookie year. Hold on, I do. I have.
He had
6.
That's it?
Yeah. Second was with 10 reception touchdowns, Bill Swiatki.
What about Amani Toomer at his peak here?
Peak year or just
his
year?
At his peak here with the Giants. What was his highs of touchdowns in the season?
Well, I was just saying rookie years. Hold on.
Let's see.
But let me see.
I got what you're saying. You're talking about for a rookie. I got it. Yeah, Nabers is going to go over that 9.
Okay.
No wonder why. Now it makes all the sense. I misunderstood.
Makes a ton of sense,
okay,
Michael.
What do you got?
All right, last one. Bald-faced truth, bald-faced lie. Sal Licata will watch 15-plus minutes of Olympics in totality.
Oh, God, no. That's a bald-faced lie. I will tell you, I mentioned before we had my wife's friends from out of town they were in, and he wanted to watch a little of the Olympics. We watched some USA basketball when that started on, whatever it was, Sunday. Sunday at noon or something. I just don't care. I don't understand how anybody could get into it. But apparently, I was reading my buddy Jimmy Traina's tweets. He was saying that NBC has done monster ratings here. I could not care less about the Olympics. Zero interest in it, in every aspect of it. Maybe the winter might be a little different, but even then, I'm pretty sure I don't have any interest anymore. Like when I was younger, I used to watch the figure skating a little bit. And even maybe, 10 or so years ago, I watched the curling. I thought that was fun. Hockey. I get into the hockey in the Olympics a little bit. So yeah, maybe winter more so. But Summer Olympics, oh my God, no. Basketball, I could not care less. You watch it, Huff?
No, I can't. It's on right now in the background, but I'm not actually watching it. Like, I have no interest in anything Olympics. Even Winter Olympics, like, it's tough for me to watch anything. So, no.
I wouldn't even have it on. I got reruns of Sports Night last night with Nikki Lattarullo and Eamon McEnany on the TV here.
I've noticed that I put SNY on after the games that I watch it on, like, my Fire Stick. And because I just leave it there, it just goes on repeat over and over and over. So it's nice.
Which I'd rather that than the Olympics. All right, BT and Sal, thank you, Hoff. Good job with the bald face truth, bald face lie. Get it again next Tuesday at 12:40.